Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I was raised by two best-fitted hands.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. Stephen C. Martin is the author of Creating Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, also Profit Improvement, Executive Analysis, also Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. These are all publications helping you to have the maximum opportunity to put a profit on the bottom line. You can find all that at profitpro.us, right, Steve?
Yes, thank
profitpro.us.
You, Jim.
Profitpro.us, check that out. We're talking about how to get past no. And, Steve, you've got some ideas on how we can do this. One of the things that we know is when people say no, they're probably just trying to buy themselves some time. They're trying to see how strong you are. Maybe they're trying to see how strong you are. If you just go away, you're not very strong.
That's an excellent point. And, Jim, one of the reasons I bring this concept up in the context of cost reduction and profit improvement is that, you know, we're constantly selling, even internally. We bring an idea to our boss or our cohorts and our co-owners, and the next thing you know, they're saying no, no, no. We have to learn how to sell to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right that the first reaction, the first response of a no quite often is just someone trying to buy time so that they can get a chance to understand what you're offering and whether or not it fits with their thinking.
So what you're talking about is not just with customers, outside individuals. You're talking about the no we need to get through to and get on the other side of includes internal people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everyone's a customer for an idea. You're always selling. Whether it's an idea or a product or a service to the outside, you're always doing it to the inside as
mm-hmm.
well. And you have to remember that when you're putting ideas forward, because quite too often people will say, oh, here's this great idea. It's wonderful. They take it to whoever they need to hopefully get an approval. And the next thing you know, the person says no.
Well, and an internal customer is less likely to say no than they are to behave no, right?
That's right.
Because they're not going to tell, an employee's not going to tell the boss no, but they might just dig their heels in a little bit.
That's right, and the net result is you don't make any progress going forward. And I have seen so many good ideas just die right there.
Yeah, I've seen the leader of an organization try to do something and not get it installed in the way that it should be, and the organization basically, you know, even though everybody there works for this guy, this one person, the organization basically just killed the idea. And maybe it was the right thing to do too.
Oh, absolutely. You just don't know until you give some things a test. And, of course, the same goes with our external customers. We're mm-hmm. trying to sell our product, our service, our idea of a solution to other people as well. We've got to give them a chance to really understand the opportunity, the benefit that we're promoting
mm-hmm.
and get past that no.
So how do we do it? How do we get past no?
One of the things to do is to come in instead of getting a yes or no question or a question that demands a yes or no, ask for their opinion. Say, I've got this particular idea and it mm-hmm. looks interesting. Could you help me figure it out?
What do you think about this is a very powerful question.
Yes.
What do you think?
I see some benefits here. What are others that you might see?
Mm-hmm.
And I see some challenges. What are the ways that we might overcome these?
Mm-hmm. The interrogatives, that's what I was taught, Steve. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. Use the interrogatives in the first part of your question. If you find yourself asking what we used to call a directive probe, meaning, do you agree with me? No, I don't agree with you. You know, if you ask directed probes, which directed probes give you one of two answers, yes or no. But non-directed probes, which is what I was taught, incorporate the interrogatives, who, what, when, where, how, and why. What do you think?
I think it's essential that even people who aren't trained as salespeople learn these approaches so they can communicate better what their ideas and opportunities are within the organization and outside as well.
Well, you know, those deals, those internal projects you and I were talking about that failed, if the leader who wanted to make the change had brought in some of the rank and file leaders, or maybe the person who would be the most likely to wield the most influence against your project, without defying you, bring that person in and bring them into the idea. Let it be something that it's their idea, right?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Some of my best ideas have been circumstances where I've made sure that others got full credit for it.
Yeah.
And they were the ones who decided that it was their idea and they were going to own it and make it happen.
And then let them run with it. But even if it wound up looking a little different than it would have if you were going to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Get over
it. That it was going to get done.
Yeah, get over it, right? Get over the ego. So maybe one of the best ways to get through no is to get over your ego, right?
Oh, absolutely. How many times do we get caught up
in
insisting that something be done a certain way because it's our idea?
Stephen C. Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us is his website. He and I will be right back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
It's such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.